You were sitting in front of this man. No escape, no excuses. He's about to ask you questions that you'd prefer he didn't. You have to come up with a good answer very quickly.
Welcome to Hard Talk. I'm Noel Thompson. Talk of a breakthrough in the Middle East may be premature, but the UN Security Council proposals at least offer the hope of an end to the violence which has racked Israel and Lebanon for the last month. As we await the response of the protagonists, my guest today is an Israeli opposition leader and former prime minister who has stood shoulder to shoulder with Ehud Olmert in the present conflict. Benjamin Netanyahu, welcome to Hard Talk. This proposed draft, this proposal for ending violence, must come as something of a relief to Israel because you have signally failed to meet your objectives in this campaign against Hezbollah, haven't you?
So far. I am sure that a ceasefire by itself against the Hezbollah rocket attacks on our city is the remedy. That's like taking aspirin for cancer. You really ultimately have to excise the tumor to save the patient, in this case both Lebanon and Israel.
But you said it would take 10 days, your chief of staff said it would take 10 days to, as you put it, excise the cancer. Here we are nearly a month on and you're nowhere near doing that.
Probably because we're not willing to do things that others have done. We're not willing effectively to use the full might of our power. We're not leveling Lebanese cities. We're trying to pinpoint the rocketeers who are embedded in civilian areas.
Well, you killed 900 people, most of them civilians.
That's an interesting comparison. I checked the number of rockets on London. It's roughly the same order of magnitude. We've had 2,000 rockets, a little more, about 2,500 rockets fired on Israeli cities. You've had about an equal number of V1 and then V2 rockets on London.
Well,
the response... This is not a soundbite.
It's a very old analogy.
Well, but it's a very true analogy.
Some would suggest not a very appropriate one.
Well, it's totally appropriate because the only other example of a Western city rocketed by thousands of rockets is London. In this case, Churchill bombed German cities by day, incinerated them by night. And I do not fault Churchill for doing that. But we're not doing it, and you shouldn't fault us for not doing it.
But you have killed 900 people.
And
these are only estimates.
And you killed, not according to estimates, hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
So obviously our response is disproportionately restrained. And that's the reason this thing is going on. The answer to your first question is, why is it going on? Because we're not using massive power that we are able to use, and I think rightly so in this
case. Let's not use the word disproportionate.
Air power, that is.
What have you actually achieved in the last month of fighting?
I think there's... I'm not going to comment on my own views because I have my own forums to relay that information to the government. I want to say what we should achieve.
Are you implying that you think you've achieved nothing and that you should have achieved something?
No, I'm implying that we haven't yet achieved the objective, and I'm being totally candid with you. You asked. We're not engaging in spin. We're talking about facts. This is a war that was forced on us by Hezbollah criminal action in kidnapping and murdering our soldiers, but also in rocketing our cities. It's a war crime, both to attack civilians and to hide among civilians. These are the two war crimes of the Fourth Geneva Convention. In response, Israel has done what General Jackson said in another BBC program. Your chief of staff said Israel has no choice but to respond. We may not have used the full extent of our ground troops. That's clear. What we need to achieve is three things. We must achieve, one, the implementation of UN Resolution 1559, which calls for disarming of Hezbollah.
Yeah.
We need to get our three soldiers back, our three kidnapped soldiers. And we need to destroy, in the main, the rocket arsenal